Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to remind you about last-minute steps to take before 2016 ends. Well, the Electoral College has confirmed our new president-elect, so we can certainly expect some changes next year. You can view an outline of what to expect in our last post. For now, we still need to take care of some of the routine things for year-end. Here are some quick steps. Make your charitable contributions before year-end. Note, remember to look up the charity to see what they do with your donations. The Foundation Center is a good source of information. For instance, the president of the Salvation Army receives no compensation. See page 7 of their Form 990, while the president of Goodwill Industries receives over $700,000 a year in compensation. Remember to clean out your closet and make a list of all the things you're taking to your favorite thrift shop. Make your final cash contributions and get receipts. If you are age 70 and a half or older, remember to draw your required minimum distribution from your retirement accounts. There are substantial penalties if you don't draw the money in time. However, you are entitled to draw up to $100,000 from your retirement account and transfer it directly to your charity. You don't need to use all that much, but you can go up to $100,000. This would make it possible to take your required minimum distribution without paying taxes on the amount, but you won't get a deduction for the contribution. Folks with too much money in their IRAs or retirement plans should consider transferring the funds to their Roth IRAs or cashing some of the money out. Do some computations to see how much you can transfer at your lowest possible tax rate. Also, balance out your brokerage accounts. Are there any gains or losses you can harvest? And are you in a low enough tax bracket that your capital gains will be taxed at 0% or 15%? Take advantage of that. Pay certain routine bills, like your January mortgage payment, pay that late in December, so your payment covers most of the month's accrued interest expense. Pay your full property taxes, not just half. And if you owe state taxes, make your fourth quarter payment in December instead of January. Folks who are in business or use employee business deductions, delay your invoicing until January so you can move income into next year. You won't have constructive receipt. Make your major equipment purchases before the end of the year and prepay January's expenses like dues and so forth before the end of December. Social Securities and ITINs are extremely important now. Make sure you have ID numbers for all eligible people in your household before filing your 2016 tax returns. Without them, you stand to lose tax credits and tax benefits. Health insurance. Get insurance in place for all household members for 2016. Penalties are high without coverage, and don't count on Obamacare to disappear for 2017. For much more detail, tax professionals can sign up for the CPE Link Tax Update workshops. The discount is still good until December 30th. Everyone else, drop by my column at marketwatch.com and the Tax Watch columns there. To make comments and toss in your own ideas, please drop into the Tax Quips forum. And remember, you can find all kinds of answers to questions about changes in the tax law, updates, and other tax and business issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.